You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
With severe storms expected to hit the area, we'd like to remind you that thunder and lightning can be very scary for many dogs, and they will search for a place to hide from all the noise. When storms are in the area, it is recommended to keep your dog in the house. If you do need to let them out, please keep them on a leash. This way, if they are frightened by a thunderclap or a flash of lightning, they can be prevented from bolting off and possibly getting lost in the storm. Remember, your vigilance could help keep them safe. Saturday, May 3rd from 9 to noon, Copper Falls State Park invites you to join them for a fun and rewarding Earth Day celebration during Work Play Earth Day. Volunteers of all ages are invited to help spruce up the park for summer while enjoying time outdoors and giving back to nature. Volunteers will gather at the new reservable pavilion for a 9 a.m. orientation, followed by a variety of light work tasks, including cleaning the concession building, raking, picking up windfall, and lopping branches along scenic trails. All activities will take place, rain or shine, so come dressed for the weather and the work. Please bring gloves, a water bottle, bug spray, a leaf rake if you have one, and wear long sleeves. For safety reasons, no pets, please. At noon, volunteers will be treated to a delicious lunch, including chili, hot dogs, salads, desserts, and beverages. Be sure to stick around for door prize drawings at lunch, and take time to enjoy the park's breathtaking waterfalls and spring wildflowers. For more information, you can contact the Copper Falls State Park at 715-274-5123. Park admission is free for any volunteers. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, May 3rd from 9 to noon over at Copper Falls State Park. The Trump administration's 2026 budget passback plan that's currently under consideration eliminates NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research laboratories and 16 affiliated cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health. If you believe it's important for NOAA research and improving National Weather Service forecasts, the time to act is now. Reach out to your elected representatives and share your concerns. Consider installing the 5 Calls app on your phone to help you.
Local animal rescue Catkins is seeking donations. As a nonprofit, they rely heavily on the generous donations from our community, and those donations help not only with operation costs, but also in providing food and medical care necessary for the animals. And they are always seeking supplies, such as non-clumping cat litter, Purina Kitten Chow, Purina One Dog Chow, topical preventatives for cats and dogs, for example, such things as Frontline, stainless steel bowls, nitrile gloves, Q-tips, paper towels, towels and blankets. They would like to remind you that they do not accept old clothing, mattress covers, comforters, or duvet covers. Those donations can be dropped off directly at Catkins or at the Phillips Public Library. They also have an Amazon wish list that you can find through their website under catkinsanimalrescue.org. Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Northwoods Living Hope Women's Shelter and Maternity Home is hosting a fundraiser over at Bader's in Phillips. This is a Brat Fry fundraiser and is your opportunity to get your fishing supplies and take care of your hunger all in one stop. Once again, this is taking place Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. over in Bader's Sports Center parking lot in Phillips. Wisconsin sits on two great lakes, which lends itself perfectly to the shipbuilding industry. Lisa Hale reports on efforts to rebuild domestic shipbuilding.
Marinette, Sturgeon Bay, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Green Bay, all cities involved in commercial and military shipbuilding. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to ensure that our nation's shipbuilding industry remains strong and vibrant. Baldwin has introduced Buy America and Made in America requirements into the defense bill.
By the way, you know, we know about the big shipyards in Wisconsin, but there are hundreds of and upon hundreds of small businesses that supply certain components for those ships.
She added military vessels aren't the only ones to be concerned with. Baldwin said not so many decades ago, the U.S. dominated shipbuilding. That's no longer the case.
I think in the last year for which there are records, we built in the United States 5 commercial ships, and China built 1,700. So hopefully that sunk in. We have gone from being dominant in commercial shipbuilding to having our lunch eaten by China.
Baldwin added that she will be happy to work with President Donald Trump in efforts to resurrect the U.S. shipbuilding industry. Early in his current administration, the president said he was committed to that objective. Last week, Trump directed the Department of Defense to explore actions that could bring commercial shipbuilding back to the United States. She said one of the actions might be docking fees for Chinese vessels.
But he's set in motion the work that the administration has to do to see that through. And that's one where I'll work really closely with him. And
Baldwin made her comments during a virtual town hall meeting for her constituents in Northeast Wisconsin earlier this month. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers opening a 3-game series tonight against the Chicago White Sox. Center fielder Garrett Mitchell on the 10-day IL with a strained oblique muscle. Pat Murphy on moving Jackson Churio over to center field.
I think he'll adjust to it. There's, you know, he's got a long way to go to be a great outfielder, and he certainly has the ability, as he's shown offensively, he has the ability to be every bit as good defensively. So it's a work in progress, but I think he'll respond.
NFL, the Packers have signed a free agent, Isaiah Simmons, to a 1-year deal. The veteran linebacker played for the Giants last season. NBA, a must-win for the Bucks tonight as they face the Pacers in Indy, down 3-1. Giannis on seeing Damian Lillard go down Sunday night with that torn Achilles tendon.
You see, like, your team being down, you know, first thought is like, come on, get up. And he cannot walk on his own. You kind of know that he's serious, especially for a guy like Dame.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sinners did not make as much as it did last week when it was also number one, but still set a record. The film pulled in $45 million, which is only 6% less than it made opening weekend. There's typically a huge falloff in week two, even for hit movies, but especially for horror films, according to Variety. Impressive reviews are giving Sinners serious legs. And speaking of legs, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith 20th anniversary re-release was number two, bringing in $25 million+, which edged out Ben Affleck's The Accountant 2. If you want to hear Ben Affleck do a weird accent he didn't do in the first film, check it out. The Minecraft movie finished in fourth place with just over $22 million. Rounding out the top five was the horror film Until Dawn, which brought in $8 million. So far, the box office has seen 11% higher gains than at this time last year. A good sign, so keep going to the movies. The new Hunger Games film, Sunrise on the Reaping, is in pre-production high gear. Last week, two leads were cast, and now Jesse Plemons has been cast as a young Plutarch Havensby. Hope I'm saying that right. That was the role previously played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman's last film roles before passing away in 2014 at the age of 46 were both Hunger Games movies. Sunrise on the Reaping takes place 24 years before the Hunger Games and should hit theaters in November 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks that I liked 75% of. The film Drop is a good thriller for most of the movie. It's got a slick look, is well acted, and has an interesting plot where a widow goes on a first date. Throughout the course of the evening, her phone is airdropped threatening messages. It's a fun watch while trying to figure out who is behind the threats. It goes a little off the rails in the last 15 minutes and becomes a bit unrealistic. Having said that, you will love 75% of this movie. Robert De Niro won an Oscar for his portrayal of a young Vito Corleone in The Godfather 2. It might never have happened if he was not rejected for a part after auditioning for the first Godfather. De Niro auditioned for the role of Sonny Corleone, which went to James Caan. At a ceremony in Los Angeles last week honoring Francis Ford Coppola, Bobby Dee thanked the famous director for not casting him in The First Godfather, saying, "It was the best job I ever, never got." If you've got some money burning a hole in your pocket and are in need of a used couch, you might be in luck. The original couch from Roseanne will be auctioned off. The couch is expected to draw a $10,000 bid to start, but could pull in as much as 40 to 60 G's. Just FYI, this is the same couch on which John Goodman gave Roseanne a foot rub. But rest easy, the winner of the auction will receive a complimentary bottle of Febreze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little breezy with a few clouds this morning, becoming sunny and less windy this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-50s. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, a low dropping into the lower 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.